Good evening, dear friends from Dragonfly Cottage. It is about 10:30 p.m. Thursday, the 27th of June. Oy vey, I am so tired. I have been working steadily since last Saturday, Friday night, getting all of the material together and to my web designer. And today was the day. Because we live in opposite places, we were online with one another. She was shooting me questions and I was sending her answers back and forth, back and forth, back and forth all day long. And the new website is all set up. All of the Dragonfly Cottage blog, the new blog, all of the archives, which are still on the old MaitreesHeart.com blog, are now moved to the website. Very exciting. It's all archived there. And Maitreese Heart will indeed continue on the website. I will be doing tomorrow the last post on the old blog. Still current blog, I guess you'd say. Because the site will go live with the first new blog post on the new website on Monday. So I will let you know the URL, our web address, to find the new website Monday when it goes live. And until then, you can all, if you forget the URL, you can always find your way, because Maitreese Heart, and if you don't know that, that's MaitreesHeart, MaitreesHeart.com. is the blog that I've had since 2007 at Blogger, and it will still be there with this last blog post, and then above that there will be a large graphic link that you can click on that will take you to the new site. If you find your way there and want to carry on with me over on the new site. Excuse me. And I'm very excited. It is so exciting. I have designed many websites in my life, but because I'm not a technical person, way back in the 90s, the first website I ever did, actually in the mid-90s, was for Cloud Cuckoo Land. Cloud Cuckoo Land was the nonprofit shelter I started and ran for many years for disabled and unwanted parrots. And the five parrots that live with me today are an outgrowth of Cloud Cuckoo Land. Cloud Cuckoo Land was the name of a play, or it was in the play that Aristophanes wrote in 404 BC. The play was called The Birds, and Cloud Cuckoo Land was where the birds lived. And so since I was working with lopsided and cattywampus birds, much like myself, I loved the name. And that was the first website that I designed. And I have put together a number of sites, but with the WYSIWYG programs, what you see is what you get. You know, you're not a technical person. They started doing platforms where you really just had to kind of plug things in, and I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about. Very much like today, it's so easy to do a blog because it's all there, you just kind of set it up. But that was my first website. And in 1999, I designed the first Dragonfly Cottage website. And that went until 2006, and since then, as I said the other day, I've been doing my blog. I could have done, a site myself, but I hired the incredible Angel Sullivan, who is just an incredible web designer, and I really needed help migrating to WordPress, which is a platform that has scared the living hoo-ha out of me, and some people never migrate because if you've used something like Blogger or a more simple platform, WordPress is really not easy. It's a matter of, though anything else, once you learn how to do anything, it's people tell me that once they've made the change and gotten used to it, they really love it. And by about from this morning till about 5 or so this afternoon, when Angel and I worked together, back and forth and back and forth, and then she headed off for the night with her family, and I have been working, and you know, from about 5 to 9 on my own in WordPress. I think of in the bowels of the basement of WordPress, gnashing my teeth and near tears and banging my head and finally having an aha moment. And while my WordPress skills are rudimentary at best, I am beginning to understand it. And Angel has the whole site set up and moved all the archives and got things all set up beautifully for me and designed the basic site. And now I'm playing. And she's going to help me finish that up, and she's going to be getting my newsletter at MailChimp. She is going to be helping me get that going as well. So that will be moving from AWeber to MailChimp, and it will be a fun, exciting, and very regular newsletter. Unlike the last one that petered off, because I wasn't really sure what I was doing. It was difficult when I didn't have a website and didn't have work together to really do. The newsletter was kind of a moot point until I got something going. So we are rocking and rolling with that. And oh boy, it's been a week with just unbelievable rainstorms, and tonight it's been big booming thunder again, and just poured the last few days. And I have to tell you, it is so funny. I went out with the dogs this morning, and I usually walk out around the garden with them when we're first out, and I have my phone. I have a Samsung Galaxy Note 2, which is a great phone, kind of biggish, and great camera in it. And so all of the pictures that you see anywhere, it's crazy. I have two really nice cameras, and I, like a whole lot of other people these days, only use my phone camera. I would never have guessed I would have done that, but it takes great pictures. But I have my phone always with me when I walk around the yard because I like to take garden pictures. And I just stopped dead in my tracks. I couldn't believe it. Where the hose was all coiled around on the ground, laying there, hasn't had to been used the last week because it has been raining so much. But the hose just, and I would put it with this podcast, but it's not a very pretty picture. Hose all coiled around on the ground, and up between all the spaces where the whole hose crisscrossed over one another, fungus galore, mushroomy sort of fungi just sprung up overnight, literally overtook this hose laying on the ground. It is just hysterical. It will be in my Instagram photos, and on my new website there are 4 icons at the top on the right, one for Facebook, one for Twitter, one for Pinterest. I have a very, very large Pinterest page, and then my Instagram page, which I have about 200 or 300 photos there, but I'm going to be getting a lot more involved with Instagram. I really love it, and I do Blitfolio as well. So the photographs are a nice thing to share because people don't actually come to the physical dragonfly cottage, but they hear a lot about the gardens and the pugs and the parrots and the life here at the cottage, and so I like to take a lot of pictures. So you will be seeing a lot along those lines. I will have by Monday on the new website, the newsletter, where you can opt in or sign up, and by the end of the weekend I will have the free book, ebook, that's in PDF, that you will get if you sign up for the newsletter. So, busy, busy, busy days, and in getting this last post together, I've actually written the whole post a couple of days ago, but I just kind of wanted to let it sit and mull things over, and I'm glad I did, because I've already changed things around a few times, and today I've made more notes, and I was going to get that. I hope to get it up today, but it just was too busy a day. And I have said in there, talked a lot about what it is that I'm going to be doing. As the new website opens up, you will see on the main page, there's a little welcome, a comfy little chair at the top for you to sit in. I'm welcoming you there. And then the blog, the Maitri's Heart blog, will be there on the front page of the website. But there will be a tab for Dragonfly Cottage Studio, and that page you'll be able to open up and read a little bit. There won't be anything there just yet, but it will be fast filling up. That page will be the place for all of the things that I will be making to sell, ebooks, e-courses, art, anything that I come up with will come out of the studio. And I really do want to create this community that I have in my heart for both men and women. And I just, pardon me, I'm so sorry, my voice is just about gone. I really have lots of ideas that I'm very excited about. It will be a paid membership, and you would get lots of free things, wonderful ebooks and e-courses and whatever, for the price of membership. And I get, once the site is up, the free ebook is done, that goes out with the newsletters, I will be working on my book, Tending Grace, and working on the big handbook that will be the big thing that people will get when they join the community in, hopefully, September 1st, the doors of the community will be open. So I have been working out in my mind how all of that will work. I really love the idea of the Outsiders Institute, because I do talk so much, as you have heard me go on and on, about people becoming comfortable with fitting out when they never felt like they fit in. And that's the little ebook that I'm doing that you get for free when you sign up for the list. But for me, the Outsider Institute is not only for all of us who have felt on the outside at some time, for whatever reason, it also will include things like outsider art, outsider gardening, which is a kind of a wild, free-for-all, fun kind of gardening that I do. And I will also be, I have a website that has already been set up, but that I've been having to kind of put on hold until I get this main one done. But that will be a gardening, also a WordPress site. But I will not, I'm not going to just do that separately. I will get it set up, and it will be integrated with the new website. So it will be a tab that you can click on to take you right to that website. But I've got so much else I have to do. So people that are in the community will have lots of resources for gardening and art and all manner of life things. Lots of support. And I'm just, I am sort of dizzy with excitement and so tired. And something funny happened. This is the saga of the eyeglasses. I know that sounds bizarre, but it all started about 2 months ago. I can't believe it's been that long, but it's been about 2 months ago. I have worn glasses for 20 years. I started out when I was about 40 needing glasses for distance, and that was kind of funny. You know, when you've never worn glasses, and then you get to a certain age where you have to start, all of a sudden you kind of notice that you're not seeing things at a distance as well as you used to. Like you're driving and you can see. I'm going to try to give this a go again, folks. It is thundering, and every time it thunders, my little pug Tanner gets all worked up. I guess he gets scared, and he's calmed down again now, but he barked because of the thunder. I am hoping that I can get through this last little stretch of the podcast and keep him calm. But anyway, I started my vision, distance vision, when I was about 40, was getting a little bad. I could see fine to drive. I just noticed it was a little bit harder to read the street signs as clearly when it was off at a distance. Well, it's so funny because I'm sure a lot of you have similar experiences, but you never really know how bad your eyes are until you get those first glasses, because it happens gradually. You know, by the time you realize that you need them, that they're worse than you thought. And I got those glasses, and I had to pick them up, and I got them, and I stopped at the drugstore. I'll never forget this. I stopped at the drugstore on the way home, and I stood there, just walked in the door when my jaw dropped, because the pharmacy was at the absolute back of the store, and I looked, and I could read the signs from the front to the back, and I thought, gosh, I didn't know anybody could do that. I'd gotten so bad for so long I didn't even realize. So I started, and for a long time I had to wear my glasses all the time, but I only needed them for distance. Gradually, as years went along, I got bifocals. And the funny thing is, I can still, I can really read without my glasses, but if I read much, my eyes will get tired and strained. And because I live either in front of the computer or reading and writing or doing art or, you know, whatever, coursework, it does, I think, take a toll on your eyes as time goes along. And then for a while, before I kind of turned inward and left the world, as it were, I managed a chiropractor's office. And I was sitting at an angle where the computer was raised a little bit. I was looking at the computer all day, and I was getting such terrible headaches. And you guessed it, I went from bifocals to trifocals, because that mid-distance was the computer range, and I that's probably what I use most in my life right now. But anyway, so the eyeglass saga started 2 months ago when, for 20 years, whenever I needed a new prescription or a pair of glasses or whatever, I got to the eye doctor, got the exam, whatever, picked out the glasses, and off I went on my merry way for a couple years, or sometimes three, you know, until I needed a new pair of glasses. I never, ever, ever had any trouble whatsoever with my glasses once I got them. I didn't have to get them adjusted. I didn't have problems with them. They were not uncomfortable. Nothing. My last pair of glasses I had for 2.5 years, and I really loved them. They're kind of cool, artsy glasses. But, you know, a girl will want a new look. And I pay for a little insurance policy for eye care because my other insurance doesn't cover it. So they will cover a new pair of glasses once a year. I never get them that often. So it's been 2.5 years, and so of course I wanted to get new frames since they were covered. Herein starts the saga. So I went to the eye doctor, and I had, because of my age, I had all of the, you know, tests from the eye doctor, not just an optician, you know, checking my eyeballs inside, outside, upside down for glaucoma, cataracts, all those scary things they test you for. But my eyeballs were just as healthy as could be, other than the fact that they needed trifocals. So I picked up the first pair of glasses. Wow, did I love them. Red. I always wanted red glasses. These are red plastic frames. They were so cute. Everybody loved them on me. A week into wearing those glasses, my nose, the bridge of my nose where they sat, hurt so bad. The little grooves or dents in the bridge of my nose they made were so deep, and I was in so much pain. It was awful. And I went back and I said, I love these glasses, but I just can't wear them. They looked and they said, wow, that's bad. I mean, it was pretty bad. So they exchanged them for another pair of glasses. Glasses number two. Having not done well with the plastic frames, which is what I had, plastic frames for 2.5 years prior, I picked out a pair of glasses that they helped me pick out, kind of funky and really cute, kind of wire frames. I can't take the small ones, but I really like them, because in trifocals, you know, you have to have frames that will house something big enough for an Indian elephant to put his foot in to do the trifocals. But they were kind of a wire frame, sort of, with a little rim across the top, kind of like caramel. And so I got those glasses. They were really pretty. Everybody loved them on me. Loved the glasses. About a week and a half into the glasses, that's right, the bridge of my nose, where those glasses sat, hurt so bad. I mean, digging holes. I got to where I was almost in tears at night, and I would take them off so often during the day, and then just plain take them off at night to try to watch TV or whatever, because they just hurt so bad I couldn't stand it. Meanwhile, my eyes were getting terribly strained because I'd gone to a new, much stronger prescription and then was not wearing it all the time. So I went back, and I said, I'm embarrassed to come back in here. I don't know what to do. I have never had any trouble with any glasses in 20 years, but I don't know what to do. And they looked and they said, you're right, this is really bad. And they said, we normally never, ever allow anyone to change glasses past, you know, one change. But we really want you to be happy, and these clearly aren't good. So, glasses number three. Now, these glasses I love. And while they are a wire type frame, and really cool, they have kind of a real retro 1950s look. And you may have seen, you've probably seen them on me in one of the pictures with the podcast or the website, the blog. And these had the nose pads, but they were adjustable. The second pair, they were not adjustable. They had nose pads, but they were a very hard plastic and you couldn't adjust them. These are adjustable, and they were so great for about 2 weeks. And into the third week, they were not doing well. But since they could be adjusted, I took them in. Nice man adjusted them and sent me on my way. And it lasted about 3 days. By this time, if you've listened to the podcasts, you know I almost never even leave my house. I am borderline agoraphobic. I don't go places. And I'm having to go back and forth, and not just out, the place that I dread most in the world going, the mall. And the reason I have to go to the eyeglasses place in there is because that's the place my insurance covers me getting glasses, because it's a large frame. And since they pay for the pair of glasses, which I'm very grateful for, I have to go there. So here I am, never leaving my house, and all of a sudden running back and forth like a crazy person with these eyeglasses. So I went back. And they exchanged the nose pads even for a soft, cushy nose pad and adjusted them. Those were great. Just went back last week. Had to get them adjusted again. By now, I'm just in a place of despair. So Tuesday, I had to take my little dog. No, that was yesterday. I'm sorry. Wednesday. See, my days have all gotten all cattywampus and mixed up. Yesterday, I had to take my little Pugsley pug over to the vet for his bath and kind of to be checked over. And I went to the grocery store, and it was really hot and really hot. I mean, 100% humidity and about 100 degrees or so yesterday. And running with the groceries, I took my glasses off and put them in my I have like an ankle length dresses that I wear, sort of a seersucker with pockets, real nice loose dresses. And I put it in my pocket because I didn't want it to slide off my nose. You know, I'm sorry, ick, I know, sweaty in the heat. And when I went to take them out, I didn't notice, but one of the nose pads had gotten, I guess, caught on a thread inside my pocket, and it pulled it off. There are the glasses. I go to put them on. Something, I go, ouch, and then I realize the metal part sticking out, no nose pad. Tried to put it on. The little thingy was broke. So I had it. I had a meltdown, a serious eyeglasses meltdown. I took them off. I said, that's it. I'm not going to wear glasses anymore. I have heard of people just taking the glasses off, and that's that, and doing eye exercises, and I was so impressed by Rhonda Byrne in The Secret, who said she just was able to stop wearing glasses. So all day yesterday, I told everyone, that's it, I'm doing eye exercises, I'm getting rid of glasses. Until last night, when I sat down to try to watch TV, and I have Netflix streaming, and I couldn't read the titles on the TV. Oy, couldn't get to the eyeglass place because I'm working with the designer, getting ready for that, and I hope tomorrow the next day. But I finally pulled out my old glasses, put them on. After not wearing any glasses all day long, I could see real good with them, and it felt like slipping into an old pair of shoes. I almost cried with relief. So tomorrow I hope to get there, and I'm going to have them make new lenses for my old glasses, and I will have this spiffy new pair that they will have to put a new nose pad on. And I will have those for nice, so to speak. I'd say when I left the house, but that would mean I'd like essentially never wear glasses. I don't know. But anyway, so I will end up with two pair of glasses because I can't return the others. So that is my eyeglasses saga. And if any of you, as I end here, if any of you have ever had something bizarre like this happen with eyeglasses when you never had any trouble in your whole life and all of a sudden can't get one pair out of three different kinds of glasses, all of them. If you've had this, please write to me, maitri@dragonflycottage.com. That is my email. I would like to know if you can solve the mystery of why my eyeglasses will not work on my nose. I think my nose has gone funny. So I'm going to leave you with that. It is 11 p.m., and I'm going to take my funny eyeballs and my wonky nose, which apparently it is, and I'm going to get ready to go to bed with the pugs. And by tomorrow, you will see a new and last entry to maitrisheart.com up on the blog. And by Monday, we'll have a new podcast, and the new website will be. So I send you all so much love, and I hope things are going well for you wherever you are, and that certainly you're not having any problem with your eyeglasses. Farewell, friends.